Meditation for breathlessness. This is an experiential practice for people who have symptoms of breathlessness. Breathlessness can sometimes lead to feelings of anxiety, of an anxiousness, and those feelings can be experienced as a body sensation. This meditation is about creating a safe space, a relationship that is safe, not trying to fix it or change it, but being compassionate and acknowledging the deep primal need for a feeling of safety, to feel safe. So to begin, sitting on a chair, feet resting on the ground, shoes off if possible, and really rooting down into the earth, because the way we grow is not by being dragged upwards, rather we root down in order to release upwards. Plants root down so they can release upwards. Really coming into the body and noticing the feet and how they feel on the ground. Maybe wiggling the toes, twirling the ankles, just releasing around the ankle joint. Then imagining the roots from the feet going down into the soil, grounding the feet on the floor again. So feet grounded, then moving your attention to the face, and bringing the slightest smile to the eyes and then to the mouth. Letting go of any tension in the face. Letting go of any tension in the jaw, softening the jaw. Then moving your attention to the shoulders, perhaps noticing some tension around the shoulders and the neck. And maybe circling the shoulders or shaking the shoulders. And then turning the head from side to side, releasing the neck. Maybe taking the chin up and down. So finding a little bit of space around the shoulders and around the neck. Creating some space in the body. Softening the shoulders so that the shoulder blades, the scapula, drop down over the back ribs, feeling a little bit of space in the front of the body. Then just checking that the sides of the body are open. So lifting the left arm up towards the sky, maybe releasing the fingers and the wrists. Maybe doing a flamenco twirl with your wrist and fingers. And then leaning over a little bit towards the right, so that there's a sense of feeling the muscles between the ribs, the intercostal muscles are fanning outwards, opening, finding a little bit more space there. Then maybe just turning the head to the right and finding space. So rooting down through the lower half of the body, and opening up in the left side of the body. And then sighing out and releasing that side. And lowering the arm. And noticing, what is that like? And then the right arm. So reaching up and twirling the wrist and the fingers like a flamenco dancer. Softening the elbow a little. And leaning over and finding space between the right ribs. And then turning the head to the left. And then on an exhalation, letting the hand come down and resting the palms of the hands on the thighs. Then doing some cat-cow movements. So simply inhaling and lifting the heart, and raising the face as if looking up towards the sun. And then on an exhale, just rounding the shoulders and letting the belly button move into the body and feeling the space between the shoulder blades. So just call it curling the spine one way and then the other way. So moving the spine into flexion and then extension. And then coming back to stillness again. And finding that idea of rooting. So rooting down through the lower half of the body so that the spine can lift you up and you can feel a little bit of space between each of the vertebrae with the crown of the head shining upwards. So the back of the top of the crown of the head being the tallest part of you. Finding a posture that's upright, it's stable, and yet there's a softness to the front of the body. So allowing the belly to be soft and the jaw to be soft, just loosening the jaw. And now coming to a sense of anchoring. So having released tension around the jaw and the neck, the shoulders, the upper back and the belly. Now coming to a sense of finding your anchor. So feeling the feet on the ground again, rooting down. Feeling the warm hands resting on the thighs. Noticing how the thighs are receiving the hands, feeling the weightiness of that experience. And feeling the solidarity of your body resting on the chair. And just allowing your mind to soften a little. Just dropping down into this experience of anchoring. Anchoring. Feeling the steadiness through the feet. Steadiness in the thighs. The support of the chair. Just allowing the body to slow itself down a little, coming to a feeling of safety. And so attending to whatever is here. If there's a bit of coughing or spluttering or any difficulty, it's okay. Maybe having a drink of water, blowing your nose, whatever is necessary. Just abiding with it. You don't need to change anything. Going with it. Then just letting the body settle again. So attending to the body as it settles again. And coming back to this image of anchoring or grounding. Or thinking of yourself as a pebble that is being dropped into a lake. A beautiful lake, and the pebble just travels down through the water, down, down, and finally settles on the sand at the bottom of the lake. As it settles there, allowing it to be there, feeling anchored. Letting it come to a feeling of safety. And then coming back to that image of anchoring, of the pebble settling at the bottom of the lake. And as it settles there, noticing all the other things just flowing past it, the fish, the bits of debris, the plants, everything around this pebble is moving. But the pebble is anchored in stillness. So just feeling the flow of the water around it. And just staying here, anchored and rooted, resting on the sand at the bottom of the lake, as your thoughts, the sensations of being in this body, just flow around you. And so now it might be that you can turn your attention to your breathing. And if it doesn't feel right to do that, then that's okay. You don't have to. But if it feels okay to you to do it, you can just turn towards your breathing, the breath, as if you were turning back towards an old friend. And maybe you've had some difficulty with this friend, but now you're turning back towards this friend with a kind of openness. All is forgiven. Can you just see what is going on here? And if you can create some space around whatever is here, just allowing the breathing to be as it is. It doesn't have to be any different. Not needing to change anything. The idea is just to give it some space. Space in the front of the body. Space in the sides of the body. And at the back of the body. Lots of space around the jaw, the neck, the shoulders, and the upper chest. Everything softening, as if you were turning towards your breath with a gentle smile, with gratitude and with kindness. Maybe finding there's a natural rhythm to the breathing. Maybe finding the breathing is a little bit different to how it was before you started this practice. Hearing the breathing, feeling the breathing. Can they soften? Can they be more trusting? Can they be more spacious? And so just dropping into a rhythm that's calm, that's peaceful, that's like a lullaby. Or waves just gently rocking against the shore. A spacious rhythm, a calm steadiness to the breathing, with space at the back, at the front, and at the sides. Anchoring through the feet. And so staying here for as long as it feels good to stay here. Enjoying the peacefulness, the anchoring, the steadiness. The sense of finding a still place, even in the midst of something that was difficult before. But for now, just a sense of stillness and peace and well-being. And this might be a good time to introduce a mantra. So inviting you to put your hands on your body. Putting the left hand over the centre of the chest. And the right hand on the lower belly. And just for a few moments, bowing the head slightly. And just feeling the body breathing. Holding yourself with a gentleness and compassion. The breath in the front of the body, in the back of the body, the hands resting on the body, feeling your whole body breathing, anchoring through the feet and holding yourself with compassion. And if it's difficult for you, and if it has been difficult, if it's been about bringing yourself back to a place of safety, just knowing you can always say to yourself, in the midst of all this, may I be safe. May I find peace. May I know kindness. May I be safe. May I find peace. May I know kindness. And as you are finishing this meditation, simply blinking your eyes open. And if it feels okay, raising your arms up to the sky, having a little stretch. Maybe stretching out the legs. Twirling the toes and twirling the wrists and sighing out. And then to finish, maybe bringing the hands in front of the chest in a prayer shape. Just honouring yourself in this, for doing this practice with a kindness and a gentleness towards yourself. And thanking yourself for participating in this.